Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. From swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, these experiences are unparalleled in their historical relevance and grandeur. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to preserve the past to inspire future generations of dreamers. This is accomplished through the youth education program focused on deserving junior high students across California. Please go to the website foundationathearstcastle.com to learn more about how you can help us with our important mission.
I'm Crystal Painter, Executive Director for the Orange County Economic Development Partnership in Southern Indiana.
And you guys have come up with an amazing program for housing that I believe should be a model across the United States. Give us the big picture.
I agree with exactly what you're saying. It could definitely be a model to create workforce housing across the United States. We're fortunate to have a partner like French Lick Resort, who's owned by the Cook Group, who saw the need for workforce housing because our community lacked any affordable or attainable housing. We hadn't had any new developments built in over 60 years.
Wow.
So they set about trying to build houses. First, they tried to talk to some developers and contractors and were unsuccessful in getting anyone that was interested that could come and build a product that was going to remain affordable for our workforce. So they did some research on their end and they came up with a way to build the houses themselves. So they are in the house building business at this point in time, building the houses. It's a slower process than if we were using developers or contractors, but they're getting it done and we're moving people into houses.
No profit, no overhead, no supervision costs.
No, they purchased the land for around $1.2 million, donating the cost of the land, and they're using their staff members to build the houses. So they are donating the cost of labor as well. So these houses are being sold for the cost of materials. And they're not making any profit. They're using the proceeds from the sale of one home to fund the construction for the next home, and will continue doing that until there's no longer a need.
It gets better because any typical development and real estate deal, you bring on the realtors.
That's right. So there's additional fees and things that go along with that. So our organization as the Economic Development Partnership for the county is acting in that role, so to speak. So we're doing all the functions that a real estate agent would perform by listing the properties, doing all the marketing. We're hosting the open houses. We're arranging the closings with the lenders and the buyers. So we get to do the fun thing. We get to hand over the keys.
So there's no layered cost.
There are not any additional costs
for that whole process.
For the buyer or the seller with this model. And what we get out of it is we know our workforce is getting in safe, affordable houses. We can hopefully grow our workforce with the addition of these homes.
And you don't even have the layer of having to be a licensed realtor.
That's correct. As long as we're not collecting a fee or making any profit from the sale of those homes ourselves, then we can act in that role.
Okay, so you've built the house. In the supply and demand issue, like right now, how many do you have ready to pop?
We have a few different houses ready to go. We do a drawing process. As the houses become available and they're ready to be sold, then we open up a 10-day application period. And those people that are applying for the houses already have to have their mortgage pre-approval letter on file with us, their application proving that they're working for one of our Orange County businesses, and some payroll stubs and things like that, communication from the businesses saying that they're an employee. Once we have all of that documented and we know that they're a true applicant, during that 10-day application period, they let us know that they're interested in the particular house that's available for purchase at this time. At the end of that 10-day period, we throw all of those names on a spreadsheet. We do a random number and pull out the number of the person, contact them, and move to purchase agreement and closing.
A pure lottery.
It is like a lottery, except you're not actually winning a house. You're buying the house.
Yeah.
You win the opportunity to buy the house.
But it's at cost.
It's at cost. And with houses in such high demand right now and the bidding wars and things that are happening in the open market, this is a way for people to know that they are in line to buy a house that they can actually afford and they're not going to get outbid.
And this is three bedroom?
three bedrooms, two baths for the ranch style homes. Mm-hmm. We're on two-story homes right now where we're three bedrooms, two and a half baths. And we're looking at a model that's going to be four bedrooms, two and a half baths for those larger families as well.
So the price range is?
The ranches started at $155,000. The two-story model is $165,000. And the four-bedroom will be around $175,000.
And how does that compare out in the free market world?
Out in the free market world, you can't even come close to that. Around here, they're going for $250,000 to $300,000 for the same house, and it's not brand new, and it's definitely not move-in ready like these are. And these homes come with all the appliances furnished as well. So you're getting all of your kitchen appliances, your washer and your dryer, and some of them come with a little bit of land. A few of the lots are upwards of 2 acres. You get the opportunity to have a house with a yard where your kids or your animals can play. Things like that. So it's a great development that's under construction right now.
That's really cool. Right here in the county, it's a burgeoning going economy. You have numerous businesses that their only blockage is the lack of workforce of employees, right?
That's exactly right. We're no different than any other community in the United States right now. We're all fighting for that limited number of workforce. So anything that you can do to put yourself ahead, I think you're going to come out better in the end. So we've got a workforce incentive program going on in partnership with our Regional Economic Development Authority. So we're actually trying to pay workforce to come to our community and live and work. And with the addition of workforce housing, I think that makes that offer even more enticing to give Southern Indiana a look, especially with our lower cost of living and our rural communities, a little more room to spread out, but we're close enough to those bigger city amenities that make it rural more attractive place to be.
Okay, so let's peel back the layers. Let's say I wanted to move here and I am selling my house in Louisville and I can find a house here.
Yes.
But there are still incentives for me as an employee to make my move.
Absolutely. If you can show us that you're coming to our community because you're going to come to work for one of our Orange County businesses, and we can verify that with the employer, then you would qualify for that moving incentive. And if you're going to be working for one of those Orange County employers, you'd automatically be qualified to purchase one of these new Orange County workforce development homes as well. Mm-hmm. We've got two different developments going on, one in the town of West Baden and one in the neighboring town of French Lick that will begin in spring of 2023.
They're
within 2 miles of each other, yeah. Yes.
Looking down the road, about 100 homes?
There should be about 100 homes. Mm-hmm. There's going to be about 75 in the West Baden community and about 27 in the French Lick community.
There's more. Looking further downstream, it follows that you have plans for more.
We do, and there's additional land and opportunity if that need arises.
And so, five-year plan, you know, how far out are you guys forecasting?
We're looking that the two developments will probably take about that long to be built out for those 100 homes. And like I said, they've got additional property. So if the need is still there and the want is still there and we still have people that are asking for homes, they'll find a way to continue building in Orange County.
It follows that what you are doing would be a perfect model for even areas within the state of Indiana.
Absolutely.
Have they come to see you and see what you're doing?
I've been in communication with other communities across the state, across the nation, really, talking about this model, and it doesn't have to be limited to one employer. In my mind, you could have several employers coming together to tackle this issue and provide this kind of workforce housing to where it's very attainable by the workforce by making it affordable by donating either the cost of the labor or the cost of the land, things like that. It can be done.
Because everything we've been talking about, it's just one corporate entity.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's the French Lick Resort with the parent company, Cook Group.
Okay, a little more.
Just Southern Indiana is definitely somewhere that you should take a look at. Here in Orange County, hospitality and tourism is our number one industry, but we've got manufacturing, we've got infrastructure construction. We had a very successful business relocate from Boston, Massachusetts in June of 2020, so they came during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. They brought some workforce with them. Wow. They are a supplier, so they supply paper goods and home goods, to major retailers like Bed Bath & Beyond, TJ Maxx, that sort of thing, Party City. They relocated their headquarters from Boston, Massachusetts to French Lick, Indiana. And when they brought staff from all levels from Boston to French Lick to take a look, they had several, I think upwards of 14 people that relocated their families to come to Southern Indiana because they like the quality of life that we have here. So not only did the headquarters relocate, you know, people and right. families relocated too. And at least one of those people have already moved out of the apartment that they originally moved into and purchased one of these new workforce housing homes.
That's really cool. This setting, this location, we're on top of a hilltop, probably looking 40-mile view.
You can see about 40 miles in all directions. This is known as Mount Airy. It's the Pete Dye Pavilion. We're sitting atop the Pete Dye Golf Course in French Lick, which is our pinnacle golf course, one of three we have here. And you would not imagine that you're in Indiana. I think most people think that Indiana is flat, but when you get south of Indianapolis, especially down in really southern Indiana, mm-hmm. like we're located, we're about 2 hours south of Indianapolis, about an hour west of Louisville. The landscape is totally different than what you would imagine. Most people are surprised, especially when we bring them up here and you can see about 40 miles in all directions. It's a very panoramic view.
And we're at the Pete Dye Championship course, but there's more.
There is more. There's also a Donald Ross golf course and a Tom Bendolo course. So we're one of the only destinations that have those three top golf architects in one location. So it's a golfer's paradise for mm-hmm. sure.
And this is PGA destination.
Senior PGA hosted their senior PGA championship in 2015, and the senior LPGA hosts their championship here each year. So we love to host golf events. Golfers love to come here mm-hmm. because it's a very challenging course, as you can see. Hills as far as the eyes see. It's not an easy course.
Yeah.
It's a work of art.
Mm-hmm, it is. Okay, a little bit more about some other cool things. Like you have a kid and family, and so where do you go when your day's off for little adventures around the area?
We stay in town a lot. And we're fortunate. We live out by Patoka Lake. So mm-hmm. Patoka Lake is the second largest lake in the state of Indiana. And it's an Army Corps lake. So it's surrounded by about 28,000 acres of pristine shoreline and property. So our family likes to camp. We like to hike and explore. So we spend a lot of time in the Hoosier National Forest, which has close to 300,000 acres here in southern Indiana, doing just that. We also like to go for the up-close animal encounters at Wilstom Wildlife Park. We like to...
Wait, back up. A mom was telling me she brought her kids there to bathe the elephants.
You can come here and bathe an elephant. It's an amazing experience. If you've not heard an elephant purr, then you haven't lived life. I don't think most people realize they do that, but as you're bathing them, you know, they raise their foot up, they want that oil on their foot, and they fan their ear out and lean into it as you're brushing them, and they went scratched behind the ear just like your dog does.
So you've done that.
I've done that numerous times, and it never loses its awe factor, that's for sure. And they also have an up-close bear encounter with Jeff the Bear Man and Watson from the Discovery Channel. He's got two of his bears, Bob and Screech, there on the property. There's about 1,100 acres at mm-hmm. Wilstom Wildlife Park, cabins, zip line tours, horseback riding.
Giraffe.
They have a giraffe encounter where you can feed the giraffes, but that grizzly encounter, Jeff is all about teaching bear safety when you're out in the wilderness. He doesn't want bears to get hurt. So he wants to teach us how we can interact safely with bears so that when we're trying to get our famous Instagram picture or whatever it is, that we're not putting them in danger. So yeah. He does a really good job of intertwining his captivating personality into some educational opportunities as well.
Okay. One more cool family local getaway day trip.
Local from here would be Holiday World in Santa Claus, Indiana.
That's a theme park.
It's a theme park, award-winning, the top wooden roller coasters in the nation.
Wow.
It's voted the cleanest amusement park in the nation year after year. Like, how often do you get to visit Santa Claus? Yeah, so we've got a load of opportunities in southern Indiana. You know, the French Lick Resort, where we're sitting at now, brings 1.2 million visitors in annually. Patoka Lake brings about 1 million visitors in annually, and so does Holiday World, but they're not all the same visitor. So we've got whatever it is that your interest and taste in, I feel like southern Indiana has something for you.
That's so cool. And a day trip from Louisville.
Day trip from Louisville. If I'm wanting to go shopping mm-hmm. or go fine dining, it takes me an hour to get to Louisville, and it's more of a day. And when I leave there, I'm no longer in traffic.
I love it.
Okay.
Okay, to learn more about your world, Crystal.
You'll want to visit Orange County Economic Development Partnership, which is OCEDP. You'll find out all about the housing opportunities, our population incentive, and just doing business or living in Orange County, Indiana. And you can find more out about the destination at visitfrenchlickwestbaden.com.
Thank you so much. And I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Southern Indiana. We'll see you here.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. From swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, these experiences are unparalleled in their historical relevance and grandeur. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to preserve the past to inspire future generations of dreamers. This is accomplished through the youth education program focused on deserving junior high students across California. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle, one of the most awe-inspiring locations in the world. The legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture, is woven into the foundation at Hearst Castle's mission. Julia Morgan's life can continue to inspire and empower young women and young men all over the world. This is one of the few opportunities to donate to such an important cause that not only changes the lives and perspectives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors. Please go to the website, foundation@hearstcastle.com, to learn more about how you can help us with our important mission. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station. ¶¶